Morning, everybody. It's time for a weekly message from Jesus. And this will be a very special one because, as you know, it's Easter week, and I know our Lord will have another wonderful message for us. I'd like to thank all of you that take time to listen to us. And I would especially like to take time to thank all of you that tell others about us. So I know that our Father is here, and we've been talking a bit, and he is ready to speak. So, Father, it's all yours. Yes, everybody, good morning. Today, I would like to speak to you very solemnly, because, as you know, within a couple days, you will be celebrating or commemorating my crucifixion and death. I had to die on the cross. You've heard me say that many times. It was very important that my death was more memorable. You see, we had to assure that people would remember that how I died. And I wanted all the humans to understand that I truly felt everything, every emotion that a human could possibly feel. I ended my life on the cross. It was extremely painful. I cannot tell you how difficult it was. But I knew my life had a greater goal. I knew that my time on earth was over. I knew that I had accomplished pretty much what I could accomplish with people. I had convinced my followers that I truly was special. I created miracles where individuals had never seen miracles before. I did many things so that I would be remembered. But I knew that my death had to be something special. You see, if I had just simply passed away, then you would never remembered me. My followers would probably not have had as much energy in spreading my words. Everything would have been different. But I died as I wanted to die. I wanted to set an example of bravery. I wanted to set an example for everybody. You see, the Romans were incredibly brutal. They didn't care how much a person suffered. Generally, they delighted if that enemy or so-called enemy suffered on the cross. They would leave their bodies on the cross to rot. They were always trying to set an example. So you see, I wanted to set an example as well. Except the example I wanted to set was that from the worst of things can come the best of things. I knew that if I was crucified, it was the worst of things. But you see, I knew that I was going to resurrect, that I was going to come from the grave, that I would be able to do something that no human had ever done before. That resurrection is what truly separated me from all of the rest of the humans that ever walked the earth. No one had ever come back from the grave. No one had truly come back in the manner that I did. You see, my resurrection was impossible. If you look at the energies involved, you would find out that it's still impossible today. I did the impossible. I proved the energies and powers of God when I resurrected. You see, all humans die. That is a fact. So my death, I shared the same principle of death as every human experiences at the end of his life. Except mine was very violent. Today, humans have many violent deaths. You still fight wars. You still commit crimes of violence. You do many things that hurt others. Those are all lessons that have not been learned. I guess that it will be very difficult for humans to learn all of the things that I tried to teach. My teachings were so simple. I simply ask you to live a good life. I ask you to not do anything to anyone that you would not have done unto you. And I ask that you believed in heaven. I ask that you understood that when your life ended, your soul would enter the realms of heaven. It's not very difficult. Many individuals thought it was too simple, that it had to be complicated. Well, they succeeded. Many of the Gospels are so complicated that even I have trouble understanding them. I wanted everything to be simple. I wanted everyone to know that my life had one goal. That goal was to set an example that humans would follow, and that by following that example, they would enter heaven and have a great judgment when they returned. I wanted humans to live as I lived. I tried to set an example as best I could. My ministry only lasted 3 years, but what I spoke of has lasted for thousands. In all, I probably spoke to, maybe 10,000, 20,000 people in total in 3 years. You see, I had to speak to small groups. There was no such thing as a microphone that would help carry my voice to the person furthest back in the crowd. I tried to speak softly. I thought that that would put people at rest when they heard me speak. Today you have the ability to speak to millions. You have social media. You have television. You have radio. You have all the means of communicating that I never had access to. So do you take advantage of it in trying to spread my words? I would hope so. But if you don't, well, you can still live a good life and follow my words. I hope that the example that I set in my life truly sets an example for your life. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to die on the cross. That's absolutely not what I want. I had to do it to set the example that I had fulfilled and understood every human emotion. I didn't have to do it, but I set the example that I hope people would follow. When I passed very bravely. I told those that were driving the spikes in my hands and my feet that they were forgiven because they were following orders. Many of the soldiers understood that I was special. Many of them hated what they were doing. Many of them were in tears. But they did what they had to do to follow orders. They knew there was no choice. They knew that if they didn't, they too would be joining me on the cross. And they didn't want that. They had families. They had children. A simple act of disobedience could have ended their lives and affected their entire family. So they did not want it. They followed orders. You see, I don't give orders. I give suggestions. I want you to follow my suggestions. They're not orders. You have free will. So you can do whatever you wish. You can go out and create violent crimes, but you'll be judged for it. You see, there's always two sides to every event. A yin and a yang, a positive and a minus. If you do a minus, then you must do much to offset it. Everyone makes mistakes in their lives. That's part of my intentions, because you have to learn what is right and what is wrong. I want each day for a human to be a fresh start. You see, when I died on the cross, it was a fresh start for me. You may not have thought of it like that. My soul went into heaven, and then I went back into my body and resurrected. You see, it's an amazing story, and it's, as I said, nothing you'll ever be able to emulate. But you can follow the example. I want you to think of each day of your life as a new beginning. You can use that new beginning to move forward and do good. You can use that new beginning to continue in your path of not doing what I suggest that you do. It's not difficult. It's very, very simple. Just the same as each week I come to you and I try to speak to you. Many of my words are very similar because they're so simple. My teachings are simple. There is no way around that. You have access to the actual information that I would like you to hear. Many of you don't believe it. There are many that say there's no way that Barry is speaking the words of God, but he is. There were many that said there's no way that man on the cross is going to ever resurrect. He's going to rot. He's going to stay there until the birds pick his bones clean. But you see, they were wrong as well. I want you to understand that no one will ever understand truly all of the abilities that I have. Easter is a wonderful time of the year. While it's not the exact time that I was crucified, they picked a beautiful time. It's a time of rebirth, springtime. In most areas, the flowers are starting to come up. The leaves are starting to turn green. It's a time of rebirth. I want you to think of my resurrection as a time of rebirth, because that's what it is. When I rose from the grave, I set an example. I showed humans what God is capable of. Many misinterpreted it at the time because they did not have the type of understandings that you have today. Everyone thought of it as a miracle. Most people didn't believe it. When I first appeared, they didn't believe it. Mary Magdalene had a difficult time. Even my own mother, when I appeared to her. Now, my appearance to her is not recorded, but you can rest assured that I reappeared to my mother. I reappeared to my wife. Not all of the things that I did after the resurrection are recorded. Many were private affairs. But I made sure that everyone that was important to me and to passing my words on in the future fully realized that I had performed a miracle, the ultimate miracle. Everyone that I appeared to could not believe it. Just the same as many of you don't believe it. Now, all of you are not going to have the advantage of seeing me resurrected. But you have the advantage of hearing my words every week. I don't know what anyone wants more than that. Maybe they want me to appear in front of you and shake my hand and say, hello, I am Jesus. How are you? It's not going to happen. It takes faith. It takes ultimate faith in the fact that God truly exists and there is a heaven. Everything points to that, but many people turn away from the facts. I always speak of a newborn baby as an example of an ultimate miracle. If you cannot believe that the birth of a baby is a miracle, then it's going to be very difficult for you to believe anything else. The fact that every human can see a baby, every human can see a miracle. None of you will ever see my resurrected body. And that's the way I want it, because now I want you to have the faith that I truly did resurrect. I want you to have the faith that God truly exists and is still capable of performing miracles. The resurrection, as I've told you many times, required energies far beyond your technologies that you have today. In actuality, no one in the galaxy has access to that type of energy. It's the energy of God. But everyone does have access to the energy of God. But it takes faith to believe in that energy. I wish that people would understand that love and coexistence are the key to the future. Many people are so far from accepting that fact that there are many times in history that human race is in danger. There's been no time in history the existence of human have been in a greater danger. Your weapons of mass destruction have created an entirely new chapter in the evolution of humans. They need to be controlled and they need to be eliminated. People of great evil are so tempted to use these weapons, thinking that no one will use them against them. They're wrong, but if they use that weapon and the other countries use their weapons, nothing will be left. This beautiful earth that I created would be a wasteland. Humans would almost assuredly be wiped from the face of this earth, and then we would have to start over once more. I don't want to do that. I want you this weekend to contemplate the future of humans. Contemplate what I can do for you, simply if you follow my words. If you live with love, if you live with understanding, then you will live in my light. And there'll be a time when you pass that you will truly realize that I exist, heaven exists. And if you would have followed my words, you would be much happier. So rejoice in the fact that I truly did resurrect this weekend. Rejoice in the fact that I died on the cross. I died on the cross so that I could resurrect. And by doing that, I showed you the true path to the energy of God. So have a great weekend. Be with your family. Think about what you need to do the best for your family and those around you. Think about the example you want to set. And especially think about what I went through. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for doing all of the things that you do to help serve me. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will truly be back again next week. Thank you, Father. Another great message. I say that every week. Have a wonderful Easter. Be with your family. Tell them that you love them. They will appreciate it, and you'll feel better for it. So goodbye. We'll be back again next week. He has much to say, and I have a feeling that he will be saying it for quite a while. So goodbye. Have a wonderful Easter.